Now, the death of Michael Jackson has created a peak in the sales of his music. We've heard all about that. But it's also provoked a publishing frenzy. In the 2 weeks following his death, four new books will be published about the star. Four. It's not an entirely new phenomenon. Princess Diana also prompted a flurry of books, and the Big Brother winner Jade Goody topped both the fiction and non-fiction bestseller lists after her death. But how do publishers get these new books into the shops so quickly, given that book publishing is usually a rather lengthy process, involving several drafts, final proofs and pre-publication publicity? Well, Neil Denny is with me. He's editor-in-chief of The Bookseller. So that's the question. How do they get them out so fast? No?
Well, the short answer is they behave more like a newspaper or a magazine, and they compress everything. They work weekends, they work at night. They really move heaven and earth to get these things in the shops as fast as possible.
And how does they, so what corners do they have to cut? Because they must have to cut corners, don't they?
Well, some of the books, well, I hope not. We'll judge that in a week or so. I mean, some of the books will be heavily picture-led, so that cuts down your word count straight away. The author may have done some work on it already.
I was going to say, were these books in progress?
You know? Not for Jackson, no, because I think his death was a complete shock. And
yes.
But there are one or two public people who, you know, one could speculate may die in the reasonably near future, for whom there would be interest for a book, and some work may already have been done on those. For Jackson, I think not. But there's a lot of newspaper material around him. Mm. One of these books is based heavily on the Daily Mirror picture archive, for example.
What's driving this, do you think, Neil? I mean, are publishers responding to public demand, or are they creating it?
Actually, it's the retailers, if you had to pin the blame on anyone. I mean, last Friday morning when Jackson died, I went into the newsroom and said, look, you know, Michael Jackson's dead, what's our angle? And the reporter in the area, we rang up John Blake, who was published one of the Jordan books you mentioned earlier, and we said, you know, have you got anything on the stocks? And he said, no, I'm not sure I want to do something. It'll all be music, not books. Anyway, 90 minutes later, he rang back and said, I'm doing a book. I've had orders from retailers. I've got a writer as well. So it was as quick as that.
Mm. What, I mean, clearly, as you said, Michael Jackson's death was a complete, it came out of the blue. But do publishers have some of these books up their sleeves? You know, are there in some cases, you know, ready to hit the street?
It's not something they really want to talk about, because it could look distasteful.
Sure, but
certainly, the Queen Mother, they had books ready to roll on her. In the end, she was such a game old bird, she lived to over 100, but they turned some of those into their centenary celebration books.
Segment 1.
Now, the death of Michael Jackson has created a peak in the sales of his music. We've heard all about that. But it's also provoked a publishing frenzy. In the 2 weeks following his death, four new books will be published about the star. Four. It's not an entirely new phenomenon. Princess Diana also prompted a flurry of books, and the Big Brother winner Jade Goody topped both the fiction and non-fiction bestseller lists after her death. But how do publishers get these new books into the shops so quickly, given that book publishing is usually a rather lengthy process, involving several drafts, final proofs and pre-publication publicity? Well, Neil Denny is with me. He's editor-in-chief of The Bookseller. So that's the question. How do they get them out so fast?
Segment 2.
Well, the short answer is they behave more like a newspaper or a magazine, and they compress everything. They work weekends, they work at night. They really move heaven and earth to get these things in the shops as fast as possible.
And how does they, so what corners do they have to cut? Because they must have to cut corners, don't they?
Well, some of the books, well, I hope not. We'll judge that in a week or so. I mean, some of the books will be heavily picture-led, so that cuts down your word count straight away. The author may have done some work on it already.
I was going to say, were these books in progress? You
know? Not for Jackson, no, because I think his death was a complete shock. And
yes.
But there are one or two public people who, you know, one could speculate may die in the reasonably near future, for whom there would be interest for a book, and some work may already have been done on those.
Segment 3.
For Jackson, I think not. But there's a lot of newspaper material around him. Mm. One of these books is based heavily on the Daily Mirror picture archive, for example.
What's driving this, do you think, Neil? I mean, are publishers responding to public demand, or are they creating it?
Actually, it's the retailers, if you had to pin the blame on anyone. I mean, last Friday morning when Jackson died, I went into the newsroom and said, look, you know, Michael Jackson's dead, what's our angle? And the reporter in the area, we rang up John Blake, who was the publisher of one of the Jordan books you mentioned earlier, and we said, you know, have you got anything on the stocks? And he said, no, I'm not sure I want to do something. It'll all be music, not books. Anyway, 90 minutes later, he rang back and said, I'm doing a book. I've had orders from retailers. I've got a writer as well.
Segment 4.
So it was as quick as that.
Mm. What, I mean, clearly, as you said, Michael Jackson's death was a complete, it came out of the blue. But do publishers have some of these books up their sleeves? You know, are there in some cases, you know, ready to hit the street?
It's not something they really want to talk about because it could look distasteful.
Sure, but...
Certainly, the Queen Mother, they had books ready to roll on her. In the end... she was such a game old bird, she lived to over 100, but they turned some of those into their centenary celebration books.